Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
So sad to now confirm the tragic news. Former Lakers star Kobe Bryant was killed today in a helicopter crash in the Los Angeles area.
To Kobe's family, I want to send my most sincere and heartfelt regrets and prayers, and my thoughts are with you guys.
He's one of the guys that probably broke the hearts of the Celtics more than anybody that's ever played.
We all feel a deep sense of loss for what he meant to all of us in so many ways, and so many millions of people loved him for so many different reasons.
Today's a tough day, and I hope that everybody at home, you give that person next to you whatever thing you have wrong in your life with them. If this might be small or big, let the go. Doesn't matter.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh my God, that was one of those just disastrous, sad, horrendous days that you'll remember years and years and years from now. Where were you when you heard the news that Kobe Bryant
had died? I don't. I mean, obviously, I think you know when you're watching TV, it was weird how all these, you know, ESPN especially was taking all these different sporting events.
It was college basketball.
And it didn't matter what it was. Even football, they had these cameras on certain players, and it's like they knew that, you know, they were talking about Kobe and that he died. So they would get the reaction of what? Are you serious? Who? What? For real? Like, I don't know. I was just sitting in my living room, and my son was like, "Hey, Dad, did you hear Kobe died?" I was like, "What? Kobe Bryant?" Yeah, and of course you go right to your phone. You start scrolling through. You're trying to see if it's a reliable source. And lo and behold, there it was, the most reliable source in all of sports.
TMZ.
TMZ.
Yep. They nailed it.
Similar. Same thing, right? Because it's just during the middle of the day. So you get away from your phone. Next thing you know, you look up, 14, 15 messages, three or four different people chiming in. And it was like, no. You know, the tweet gets forward. You're like, no. What is this?
Well, you never believe those.
No, and then you scroll. Then you see everybody responding, and then here comes the TV. The problem was, like you said, when you turn on the TV, there's a college basketball game. Like, you know, that's going on at the time. They'd like Pro Bowl pregame. You know, all these things. It was like live broadcasting going on. And you're like, where do I go? Where do I go? What's going on? ESPN2, I think, was the place. They were the ones that had it the whole time.
We should have gone over the news. News stations had.
Yeah, but
so the news stations went with it, and I went online because KLAC streams live. Matter of fact, you can get them.
Yeah,
you know, they do an international feed or whatever.
But I was looking more for like the you know, maybe the ESPN would throw some analyst up there rather than you know, some news channel, some reporter who didn't know the hell Kobe Bryant was.
Luke, they were
all
just
going to report it.
CNN, they were all afraid to report it. They didn't know what to do. TMZ was the only one reporting it. And here's the issue that I have when you're dealing with social media right now. I understand the immediacy of social media and the impact it has. And one source was right. TMZ was right from the beginning, that Kobe Bryant, along with others, were killed in a helicopter crash. Then the next thing I know, we're hearing reports that Rick Fox was on the on the helicopter, and he died, which was not true. Then we're hearing reports that all four of his daughters and maybe his wife was on board, and that wasn't true. ABC actually reported that.
Just before I ran out the door, my wife said, "Oh, my Lord, you know, we grew up with Kobe." And the fact that four of his children are believed to be on that helicopter with him, all daughters, one of them a newborn, is simply devastating. So this is going to really hit hard in Southern California. Obviously, everybody hoping that this is not the case, but, you know,
Matt Gutman, ABC News report.
So I heard this.
ABC News report.
I heard this live. This was the cut-in.
National.
Breaking news on ABC at the Pro Bowl. That was breaking. You know, so you go to the Pro Bowl and think, okay, maybe they're going to cut away. It just so happened to hit like the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They went to breaking news. And I heard that live. And I rewound it. And I listened to it again. Oh my God, did he say all four of his kids were on the plane with him, or the helicopter with him? And I rewound it again. And I was like, Jesus. So then you start searching, right? Like, is anybody going to confirm this report? He had all four of his kids, newborn, three daughters. And, you know, goes later on, he comes out and he's like, oops, sorry, I wasn't right. I didn't get that right. Just one of his daughters. And you're like, how the hell? That isn't social media. That isn't Twitter. That's ABC News.
Well, it is, though, because that's how the world has changed, Lou. So the traditional media, adheres now.
You tell me, ABC News goes on some,
yes,
looks on Twitter, has some report, because I didn't see anyone on Twitter. Everybody was referencing ABC News.
Right.
Who said it? I didn't see anyone say that other than them.
Well, so that's the new way we do business right now. So it's not traditional. You don't go back and get a couple of sources. If it's out there, you throw it out there because you want to be first. You don't want to necessarily be right. And there were a lot of people that were wrong in this thing yesterday. Did anybody watch the Pro Bowl? Have we checked out the ratings for the Pro Bowl? I've got to believe they're awful, because I found myself glued to watching this news coverage and watched very little of the Pro Bowl. Here's Booger McFarland and Tessitore when they came back from that ABC report.
I remember watching him compete, and we'll have plenty of time to reflect, man, but it just... As a father, man...
I can't go there, Boog. Well, the news that we're receiving with the other details of who were lost, I just can't have that conversation. So let's get to action here in the second half.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Teared up.
So initially, the report was it was just Kobe and maybe three or four unidentified
five people.
Five people. Okay, so that was first. So you're just thinking it's adults, parents, friends, whatever. So you guys tell me this. When you found out that it was daughter, how much of a difference did it make?
100 times worse.
Worse.
It was the
impact that oh my God, this is a whole family. And when you heard that there was another parent with another kid on there, you're sitting there going, there are two families that are going to be changed forever. But I agree with you. There was one thing with the Kobe thing. You're startled and shocked anytime you hear something like this. A guy loses his life at age 41 like that, just like that. But when you add a child into it, his own child, and then...
But I also think what also added to it, not taking anything away from his other children, but it seems like there was a different, unique, special bond with Gigi.
Because she was a basketball player.
He was coaching her. He was constantly teaching her. Right. He was coaching. The team was called Mamba.
Right.
He was coaching them.
I thought that was the tournament.
I thought their team. You can make your own name up, but right. I guess every city's different. But and then you started seeing just the pictures that were being released, and just that to me. So I understand,
because you're a father who has daughters,
and she plays basketball, right, and we're constantly coaching, yep, and I know how important, how, yep, special that bond is, especially. Just last week we were just mocking Kobe with his comment about, there's a bunch of players in the WNBA that could play in the NBA.
Right.
So we were saying, no, whatever, you're full of crap. Well, obviously.
He was doing it with a purpose.
Well, yeah, and you could see, imagine just how much of a difference he could have made in that sport.
Right.
Well, it did. To me, it changed it because, you right away you go to, crash, and unfortunately it's not the easiest place to go to, but you're thinking about, okay, things are going down. You're starting to recognize it. Your helicopter's going down, and you're there with your daughter.
Yeah. Oh, the thought that, I was having this discussion with my daughter.
Yeah, without kids there, it's still, it's awful. It's horrific. It's tragedy. It's you can't even think about it. Imagine it. Now imagine sitting there with your daughter while it's happening. That is where, that's where the new emotion comes up when, I first heard that the daughter, Gigi had passed as well. It was like, oh, I can't even take my mind there to think. To think about scenario. That's not someplace.
It's not like you're going to remember it at when it's all over. But I can only just. It's almost like I wish I could hear, just the pain and anguish, because and not that it would help at all, but you just know that there's nothing you can do. Like, you can't save her, you can't save yourself. You would want to, but it's impossible. The damn thing's going down, and based on where it crashed. I grew up there. We used to go up and down the coast, and there's tons of beaches over there. And friends lived in Thousand Oaks, and they were going to the tournament was in Thousand Oaks.
That's where they were going.
It's just mind boggling. So I get the emotional, and the depression and the sadness that comes along with it. Now, that sadness for me quickly turned to irritation and anger based on some of the things that I was seeing online.
All right, let's get to some of that stuff, because there were so many reports. Everybody wanted to be first. And I hate to say it, but in retrospect, going back and reading all of this stuff and looking at the timeline, TMZ, to me, might have been the most responsible in reporting this thing, which is hard to believe, but they may have been the most responsible. We'll get to all of that. We'll get to your phone calls at 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Just before I ran out the door, my wife said, oh, my Lord, you know, we grew up with Kobe. And the fact that four of his children are believed to be on that helicopter with him, all daughters, one of them a newborn, is simply devastating.
Earlier, I reported that it was believed that four of Kobe's children were on that flight. That is incorrect. Unfortunately, this is a horrible tragedy, and one of his daughters was on the helicopter at the time. But again, I apologize for those remarks earlier about Kobe's family on that helicopter.
So that's the guy, Matt Gutman from ABC, who threw the first one that he believed. He said he believed. And then he came back and he apologized for it. And since you're a reporter and you got a mic flag that says ABC on it, people are looking at it with some sort of credibility, which is probably
TMZ.
Yeah, probably a huge mistake. Well, TMZ got beaten up as well. Here's the L.A. County Sheriff, Alex Villanueva, who was the first to, when they came out and had the press conference, the first to tell us that those that perished in this crash were nine and not five. And he was critical of TMZ.
We have a manifest that indicates that there was nine people on board the aircraft, the pilot plus eight individuals. There is wide speculation of who the identities are. However, it is entirely inappropriate right now to identify anyone by name until the coroner has made the identification through their very deliberative process, and they've made notifications to next of kin. And it'd be extremely disrespectful to understand that your loved one was perished and you learn about it from TMZ. That is just wholly inappropriate, so we're not going to be going there.
All right, so unfortunately, he's right about that, except that it's not TMZ's job to protect those names or to protect the families. You can say it's callous, it's unfortunate that a relative would find out that way, but they're a news agency, and their job is to get the news out there.
Well, and it's, you know, you would think that, you know, I don't know the process of confirming stories like that, right? But if you have it and it's confirmed, do you not run it?
I think you have to.
Because I did see something that somebody had, I saw, I don't know, Twitter or some story that maybe that's how the family found out, which is awful.
Well, what do you think? Because I do have a problem with it.
Go ahead.
I mean, imagine if this was your family.
No, your family. I get it. Yeah,
you found out because one of your friends, and because the Twitter world moves faster than anything, than a phone call, to Twitter. And I'm sitting there going, how the hell did they find out? So how would TMZ even find out? They crash north of L.A., like north of L.A.
10 a.m.
Okay, early in the morning on a Sunday morning. So, and obviously there's a call that goes out. Does somebody, know that it was Kobe Bryant's helicopter and just says, bam, and then they confirm it was somebody on the scene or somebody where they took off or the company that was leasing the helicopter?
Well, they had some source, obviously, Christian, but I agree with you.
They should not have done it.
That's what they do.
If you found this out, you had this huge news. Like, I know none of us would sit there and be like, I feel comfortable exposing
it. We're not in the reporting business. We're in the talk show business.
No, I know,
business. This may be the biggest story they've ever had.
You give them a pass.
That's what they do. You can sit there and say it's a vicious business what they do. I'm not going to disagree with you there. And it's callous, and for the family, it's an awful way of finding out. But that's what TMZ does.
They were the first one to report that his daughter was on the plane, a helicopter.
Correct.
As well.
They get both stories right, Lou.
So
the only thing they had wrong with the number of fatalities.
Do you withhold that, or is it one of those things that at that point the family kind of had already known?
Who knows? How do you know? I mean, how quickly do you think the sheriff's department was able to, one, because they're not doing anything until they can obviously identify the bodies, which means taking the bodies from the crash site to the morgue and then saying, okay, is this your husband?
Well, why
is
this
your daughter?
Then why did the NBA send an email out to all the teams basically saying that Kobe Bryant and his daughter perished in this crash?
No, I get that part because
the sheriff hasn't released the names yet. They're not out.
But they won't do it. They won't do it because they have more of a responsibility and they have more legal.
They shouldn't do it.
They have more legal issues if they do something like that.
So you would not know. If there was a law that says you could not do this, Christian, until the family were notified, we would be sitting here today saying, well, either 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9 people died in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California, but we have no idea who these people are.
So I saw the initial report. So the initial report was running on either KTTV or KLAC, but it was it had nothing to do with, you know, someone popular, you know, dying. It just said, holy crap, hey, a helicopter crashed in Las Virgenes Canyon.
And they were not willing to go with TMZ. So TMZ had already reported this. You're correct. And nobody was willing to go there other than all of the stations in L.A. went live. Okay? They went live. And they talked about a helicopter crash on the side of a mountain.
It's Sunday morning. But they knew. That's news.
But they all were aware that TMZ had a report that Kobe Bryant was the one killed. My guess is the reason they all went live is they were waiting to get the confirmation that it actually was Kobe Bryant who died.
Right. And the people who
that's why they did it.
And the people who didn't wait and just assumed that whatever they saw on Twitter was a reliable source.
Rick Fox dead.
Ran with it.
That's what they said, right?
Does Rick Fox knows that he's dead? Somebody please inform him that he's not dead.
Agent apparently called him.
I'm trying to think because I don't even know what time that they sent that tweet out. I'm guessing I found out around 1:30-ish. In that
so it happened
area, maybe later?
It happened at 12:47 Eastern time. 12:47.
That's when the helicopter
Eastern time,
crashed.
When the helicopter crashed.
What I'm saying, maybe within the hour. Like 3. What time did the Pro Bowl start?
3.
Okay, so maybe 2:30.
Yeah.
Quarter of 3.
Right.
Right? So
when TMZ had it.
All right, so
first
did they have it for two hours? And, you know, a couple hours? Right?
Did TMZ have it?
TMZ gets 2 hours later.
2 hours later,
yeah,
they
so
got
they
it.
Have it.
That's a long time.
That's
a long time.
You know, they came out with it. 2 hours after the crash, the family wasn't notified? No, that's just, I don't know.
I think you would know right away if you're the family, based on the fact that, listen, you know, you're going to a basketball game. You're going to a tournament. Where are they? I mean, you know, you would call, you know, and I'm sure, and actually I don't know this, but I'm assuming, you know, Kobe's been using a helicopter forever.
Right.
He was using a helicopter when he was playing.
Call us when you land.
Yes. Hey, hey, Jack, I'm the owner. Jack, yeah, what's going on? Oh, geez, I have bad news. Like, you would call directly. I'm sure it's not United. It's not American Airlines.
No.
It's a small company. So I would call. I'm sure they called them right away.
West Coast time, 10 o'clock. They're supposed to land. 10:30. Quarter of 11. 11. Nothing.
Yeah, where are you?
You know what I mean? I'm sure. That's why, listen, again, you don't know what to believe. I don't blame them. I think it's an awful way, if that's the case, to find out.
But you guys know how this thing works.
But it was a couple hours later they came out with it. It was confirmed. It was true. It wasn't like ABC News popping in on the Pro Bowl. Like, at that point, you can't believe anything. You need to know. It's believed that his 4 kids are on the helicopter with him.
That's totally irresponsible. The one thing you can say about TMZ, Christian, if they were wrong, that's one thing. They were right. And my guess is what happened is they have a lot of contacts because they pay people, individual people that are out in the community, not necessarily polished,
sure, they're tied
trained
in very
journalists.
Well in LA.
Exactly.
All over there.
And so what they had is somebody called them up and said, you know, maybe at that airport where they took off, which was John Wayne Airport, I believe, is where
Orange
they took
County,
off.
Yeah.
Right. And so somebody probably said, hey, a helicopter went down in Calabasas. And by the way, I'm looking at the manifest right now. Kobe Bryant was on that helicopter.
Yeah.
And that's probably where TMZ got it. That somebody, I mean, we've had it happen before where we get somebody in a hospital calls us up or somebody at the airport calls us up and says Larry Fitzgerald is right now at the Avis County.
Again.
Right,
or car
again.
Rental.
So, but we get it from people at the hospital. People love doing this. They love to be the one I know
I
before
what,
everybody
I've,
else.
I've always said it.
And TMZ has
what,
those people.
Forget about the cops. Forget about some subpoena, some lawyer, some ex that's going nuts on you. If TMZ comes knocking at your door, do not answer it. They got something on you and they want to ask you questions. And if I'm any police department in any city or any news platform, I'm hiring the people that they use for information.
See if you can look it up, guys, what the original time was of that TMZ.
I'm going to say 10:42.
Original tweet.
I'm going to say 10:42.
So that would be Pacific
look
time.
Look it up.
The original time was 2:32 Eastern.
2:32 Eastern.
10:42.
Right. So, yeah.
11:42.
Yeah. Mom, see if you can find it for me.
So it was a couple hours.
So that makes sense, though. That's a long time, Christian. A helicopter went down on the side of a mountain. We already saw it in fog, so you already know that the conditions were shaky, and it's smoking at the scene. Well, and they're having trouble getting to it.
See, I want to say Tyler, see if you confirm this, because I want to say 10:42 keeps sticking out to me. I wonder if that's when it actually crashed.
Thought 9:47 is what
my numbers are all off. I'm close.
It's definitely falls into that.
I think that's what the sheriff said, 9:47.
Yeah, it falls into that category of, you know, and you've seen it before, trying to think back of other tragedies that you just sort of sit there and say, is it real? You know what I mean? Like Kobe Bryant, like he's too young. You know, it's not like he's 61, 65, and he passed, and, you know, all these actors or whatever that are older, and you're like, oh, wow.
You know, so you questioned when you first saw it,
41 years old.
But you questioned it when
Absolutely
you saw it.
Questioned it. Well, I mean, because it's
the internet.
It's the internet, but it's just
Twitter.
Because I didn't want to believe it. Didn't believe it.
Right.
41 years old.
Right.
Helicopter crash. You know, it's not like, you know, this guy's sick. He has cancer. He died, or, you know, maybe like overdose, heart attacks, those sort of things. But now it's just like, no, this guy was healthy.
No, but I think,
you know, we just celebrated him a couple nights earlier when LeBron passed him, and the, you know, with in the points lead, it was just Kobe was still part of your life. He was active part of everyone's life.
LeBron was talking about him the night before, like
wasn't
he had
somebody
passed
that
away.
Sort of moved
basically
on from.
Right, talking about, you know, how great he was, but think about the difference now and how social media is so different and how all these reports were coming out, because we've had situations like this before. Roberto Clemente went down in a plane crash. There was no social media there. Thurman Munson, no social media. We've seen this in the past. We've seen it with, you know, rock stars and celebrities. The difference is there was, you know, reports here, there, and everywhere, and everybody said the same thing. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And how many times did you see people tweeting out, other athletes say, please say it's not true? So they were thinking maybe this is a Twitter prank.
So did you send out a pat on the back tweet, a recognition tweet?
Yeah,
I did not.
Did you send out any?
I did not.
And nothing.
I sent one video out. I retweeted a video with him and his daughter playing basketball, and that was probably 2-3 hours later. I mean, I interviewed the guy twice. Seemed to be a terrific guy. I didn't know him. I mean, so what am I adding to it? I can understand with the players who knew him, these young kids who grew up with Kobe Bryant.
Is it more
the young players seem to have, you know, we're tweeting out there, and I get that and understand
that.
Is
their reaction because Kobe was a great guy, or because it was so surprisingly quick and just shocked you on a Sunday?
Shocking.
Because you had no advance notice.
Shocking more
because
than that.
Because I'm like, all right, there's a lot of great basketball players out there. There's a lot of players and tons of sports that are loved just as much as Kobe is. Or is it that and the fact that it's L.A.?
Well, it's interesting, and I said this to a friend last night who remembers it well like I do when we first heard Magic Johnson get up to the podium and explain.
I remember that.
Right.
Yeah.
That he had HIV, and all of us treated it probably very similar to the reaction we had yesterday when we heard that Kobe Bryant was dead in a helicopter. And the difference was we all assumed our own ignorance that at the time, you know, having HIV means that's a death sentence.
You thought
right.
That's right. He was announced dead, man was dying.
Right. And I was around the Celtics, so I can tell you all of those players, Larry Bird and others, all thought he's now going to die. How quickly is this going to happen? Everybody thought it at the time. And, of course, Magic is not only around, but he's as vibrant as ever. I mean, it's amazing he's outlived Kobe Bryant and all of this, and seems like he's going to live a very long life.
Well, it's the guys that are playing right now. He is like this generation's Michael Jordan, right? And I think Brad Stevens might have even said that. So, like, Kobe's guys, like, that generation, you know, they were kind of coming up high school, college, watching Michael Jordan. You know, so, I mean, how old's Michael Jordan right now? 50-something? He retired at 39.
Right.
It would be like Jordan a couple years out of the league at 41, 42, all of a sudden dying in a plane crash.
It's 56
years old. That generation of basketball, current players then would have just, you're seeing the same reaction that you're seeing from these guys right now. He's their Jordan.
It's Jason Tatum's guy right now.
Yeah.
That's their guy, their generation guy
yeah.
that they watched and said, oh, my God, I want to be like that guy was Kobe. And that's why I think you got the reaction you got. And it was amazing.
20 years from now, it'll be LeBron. Right?
Yes.
This generation right now, right. High school, college kids, LeBron James.
Yeah.
You know, middle school, whatever it is. It's LeBron. So it's like Michael, then Kobe, then LeBron. And I think that's the reaction. It's so sad. It got to the point where, seriously, like last night, I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, you know, it's one of those things you say out loud. Like, Kobe Bryant's dead.
Yeah.
And then you just sort of sit there and say, well, it doesn't even sound right.
Doesn't sound right.
Again, he's not 61. You know, he didn't die of some whatever disease. You had time to kind of deal with it. Oh, my God, it's so sad. Just didn't seem
no,
right.
No, it was really sad, and I think everybody probably had the same reaction. And it got a lot sadder when you found out that his daughter was part of it and that he was just being a dad. Now, obviously, he's a wealthy dad, so he has the opportunity to get to those AAU games in a different means of transportation than others. But he was doing the same thing that all of us have done in our lives, is taking our girls, our sons, whatever, to an event, to a sporting event, and wham, just like that, they're both gone. All right, we get your reaction coming up next at 617-779-7937. We'll spend some time talking about this. We'll get into a little bit of a football as well with the Super Bowl game and the fact that this might be another week where people in the NFL talk about Brady. And are the Red Sox about to make a deal? Sounds like there's some noise coming out of the West Coast, and we'll get to all of that. 617-779-7937.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian. On Sports Radio WEEI.
Traffic started getting really, really bad, right? And I was sitting in traffic, and I wound up missing, like, a school play because I was sitting in traffic. And this thing just kept mounting, and I had to figure out a way where I could still train and focus on the craft, but still not compromise family time. Mm. And so that's when I looked into helicopters and be able to get down and back in 15 minutes. Mm. And that's when it started. Weights early in the morning, kids to school, fly down, practice like crazy, do my extra work, fly back, get back in carpool line, pick the kids up. And my wife was like, listen, I can pick them up. I'm like, no, I want to do that. Because like, you know, you have road trips and times where you don't see your kids, man. Right. You know, so like every chance I get to see them and spend time with them, even if it's 20 minutes in your car, like, I want that.
That is Kobe Bryant explaining why he uses this helicopter and has for years. And it's a practice a lot of people do in New York and a lot of people do in L.A., as you know, the rich people. Okay. So, again, because it's Twitter, a lot of people judging him. Some people sitting there saying, wow, what a wonderful father. He, you know, knows he's got to devote so many hours per day to his craft, but he's using the wealth he has and the means available to him in a helicopter so that he can actually spend all that time with the kids. Then the total flip side over there is, why would you put your kid in a helicopter when you're putting them in harm's way? Well, look it up. A helicopter would be a lot safer than he would be driving out there with his kids in the car. Certainly the freeways of Los Angeles, and you can look up the numbers bear that out. The only safer means of transportation, it would not be train, it would not be the metro, it would be a commercial airliner. And he was doing a short hop, so you're not using a commercial airliner to go from, where was he going, from John Wayne to Burbank?
It took helicopters a lot, right? Even like you said, you heard right there, playing career. So because he's been on helicopters so often, he feels extremely safe in them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe the first few times you're like, you know, honey, you know, your wife's like, are you sure this could be very dangerous? And then, I mean, after you do it for 5, 6, 10 years, you know, you feel very safe in it.
Right.
To the point where, yeah, you can bring your kids in it. So you bring other families, you know, as well.
But the statistics tell you it's safer than being in a car. So you can't sit there and judge him. But that's what we're all going to do now. Everybody is going to judge him. We're also hearing the judgment now of all of the helicopters have been grounded. The LAPD had grounded all of their helicopters. All the sightseeing helicopters had been grounded because of the intense fog. Why was he up there? Does anybody believe that Kobe Bryant was making that decision? It's up to the pilot, isn't it? He's the one that has to make that decision.
I mean, even the fact that people would sit there and suggest that he like forced this to happen without any knowledge or proof whatsoever. Wait, we do have...
We're in a judgment stage
right now. That's all we do is judge. Yeah. That's all we do is judge. Speaking of judging...
All right, let's get to the phone calls. Here's Bill in New Hampshire wants to judge Foreya. Go ahead, Bill. Foreya.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller, and I just have an observation and a comment. Glenn, you and Christian were talking about the helicopter. It was going down, and Christian... we're saying he thought it was around 10:42, and you kept going back and forth. Then he said it was 142, 242.
Yeah.
To me, that's it's not relevant. And thank you.
Yeah.
And Christian was giggling, and I don't think he meant it, but I took it very offensive.
Why?
As a father. And I'm upset.
Well, hold on, Bill. Bill, I'm going to jump into this one. Do you really believe that Christian is sitting here right now, not showing the proper respect to the fact that Kobe Bryant was killed in a helicopter? Are you kidding me, Bill?
I mean, listen, I don't need your help because guys like Bill drive me insane. Hear what you want to, Bill. Assume what you want to, Bill. Like, that's not the case. So don't make things up and act like they're facts. So what? Okay. So what if we got Christian, the time wrong, Bill? What if we got the time wrong? So what?
Don't giggle.
So what
about
if we got?
It.
I'm gonna giggle at you because you're a clown. You make me laugh.
To the tape.
Wait. So what if I giggle about missing the time?
The
nobody is talking or laughing about his daughter dying.
Bill, is nobody allowed to
stop it?
Bill, is nobody allowed to giggle
what
at
I mean.
All
when,
today?
When can we laugh again, Bill?
Okay. That was my point. You can talk about it all you want. I just thought you giggling was very, very rude.
What about the time, you knob? See, this is the stuff.
No,
that,
it's irritating. You're right.
Drives me insane.
I heard you say Kobe died and started laughing.
I was like, oh my gosh, it's so funny.
It's so funny. You said. I heard you say that.
Unbelievable. It just. I can't do it. I'm like Booger McFarlane. I can't. I can't. Wait. Don't laugh.
I'm sorry.
I was not trying to be funny. At all, Glenn.
I'm looking at the text line, and there are crazy people that are saying similar stuff. They're trying to correct us with the time. Please understand that it happened in the Pacific time zone. So we were talking about the Eastern time zone when we first heard about it. Okay? So we're not getting the time wrong. It was 9:47. You can fast forward it 3 hours if you want, and you can do the math yourself. What difference does it make? And I think you were just giggling it off because we were like, what difference does
it
make?
Stop it. Don't even get started.
Let me get to the phone calls. Jeff's
let us know
in,
we start laughing.
Jeff's in Wellesley. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I just wanted to say that I'm from Pennsylvania. I played the high school state championship game in Hershey before Kobe did. My high school coach was the coach against Kobe for Erie Cathedral Prep. And so I've been watching Kobe since he's been a teenager. And my coach called Kobe's dad before the week of the game. I couldn't get down to Hershey for the game. And he called Joe Bryant and said, hey, Joe, I'm going to shut your son down. And he said, we have to put three guys on him to not have him score. If you remember, Kobe scored 30 points a game in high school. He had 17 that game. But I guess I still remember he called that press conference 2 weeks after the state championship and said, hey, I'm going pro. So I took my son to see Kobe's last game at the Staples Center 5 years ago. And I said, I want you to see this transcendent moment because Kobe never fails to deliver. And obviously the place went crazy. My son came to the game with a Paul Pierce jersey and there were about 1,000 people outside the VIP entrance at the Staples Center booing him. And I said, listen, he's a Boston kid who loves Paul Pierce and is wearing Paul Pierce's jersey, who's from Inglewood. But I said, he came to honor Kobe Bryant because he's his second favorite player behind Paul Pierce. So people started taking pictures of him, and obviously we know what happened next. Kobe dropped.
All right, we get it, Jeff.
Yeah,
we understand it. And, you know, you obviously with your son showed respects while he was alive here. Tony's in Boston. What do you got, Tony?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, Tony.
Obviously, like, it's a tragedy what happened with this guy, Kobe. And obviously, my condolences go out to his family. You know what I mean? Tragic. But, like, earlier today, I was in a Dunkin' Donuts, right? And I heard these two guys, like older gentlemen, talking about, oh, well, if he wasn't riding a helicopter like a regular average Joe, just driving like a regular person, like that, this wouldn't have happened. And, like, I'm not the type of person to even jump.
So they thought he was flying the helicopter?
No. But, like, the fact that he was using the helicopter, you know what I'm saying? Like, just the fact that he was flying, like, just using a private helicopter himself, instead of just driving, you know what I mean? Just using the average, like, the typical...
But Tony, a guy like him lives in a different level financially. Robert Kraft takes helicopters. Tom Brady takes helicopters. Jay-Z takes helicopters.
That's what I was trying to tell. And the thing is, like I just want to make a quick point, but, like, I stopped the conversation. I looked at the guy and I'm like, you do realize that he's been flying a helicopter pretty much his entire career.
Yeah.
Like, it's been noted. Like, he does this on a typical basis.
Well, you know, it's like, honestly, Tony, I agree. Because, you know, flying helicopters, he's done it his whole life. It's like, I might look at somebody like Fred and Steve who drive their motorcycle around like madmen and think, that's dangerous.
Right,
you know, you ride a motorcycle? That's
right.
Dangerous.
I kind of agree with you on that one. Helicopter, I'll still take. It's funny.
But you think someone who's been riding a motorcycle for 20 years, you think Smirlis or D'Ossi think riding their bike's dangerous?
No.
They got to be cautious and stuff for certain things, but they've been doing it so long, they don't look at it as dangerous.
Yeah. No, I think.
It's like the helicopter.
But I think people are what they're doing it, because I've heard some of this, and you see it on Twitter. Where people are sitting there saying, why would he put his daughter in this position in an unsafe means of transportation? It's a safe means of transportation. I'm sorry. The statistics will show you that you're more likely to die in a car crash, especially, as you know, on the L.A. freeway out there. So I don't understand it, but it's like everything else. People want to judge today. And I've also heard the other one that Kobe just all he cared about is getting to the basketball tournament. So he probably persuaded or influenced the pilot, that's his decision. He's got to make it. So you're telling me that the pilot said, oh, I got to make sure that I get Kobe there because I want Kobe to like me and be my friend. So I'm going to risk the lives of all these people. I don't care.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fog. I find that hard to believe. Now, there's going to be a lot into this pilot. And the fact that he had to fly below 2,500 feet, they have already been released, so we know the communication back and forth with air traffic control, and they were circling for 15 minutes trying to figure out a way, and then they were using some type of special visual rules so that they could see the highway down below. So there's going to be a lot more to this story. Here's Doug in a car. Hello, Doug.
Yeah, relating to what you're just talking about, I'm not a pilot, but I come from a family of pilots, and their expression is that airplanes don't break, pilots break. And it would be a shock to me to find out that this was anything mechanically wrong with that helicopter. I think this pilot may have screwed up his instrument qualifications.
Well, we don't know, though. Yeah, we don't know
that. You know, are you talking about fog? I mean, if he's instrument qualified, you know,
he is.
Land that airplane in the fog, and that's all I have to say about that.
I had read that he was
tragedy.
That instrument qualified. I don't know much about piloting, but I believe that means he's qualified to fly in fog.
So you mentioned the pilot was instructed to fly under 2,500 feet, right?
Correct.
Okay, so we do have sound of air traffic control. It's short, it's brief, it's not the clearest, but you can make out that they obviously are telling him that he is too low and would need to go back up.
Tower 42 Echo X-ray, can we start, go ahead and start turning to the southwest towards the 1-1?
2 Echo X-ray, you're still too low level for flight following at this time. 2 Echo X-ray, what is the intention? 2 Echo X-ray, you're still too low level for flight following at this time.
See, to me, that paints a pretty clear picture.
It does.
As far as, okay... Because based on the reports that I was reading, he had two different options, okay? He had to seek a special clearance to just use his eyes, right? He wasn't going to fly with any instruments. He was just going to go by sight. And air traffic control is saying, okay, hold on, wait a second. You're still too low. You should probably come up because they're obviously tracking him on the radar. He has no clue where he's at based on the terrain.
I know nothing about, you know, pilots and helicopters, but it isn't. You know, like in a private jet and you run into something like that, you're like, hey, where do we land? But, you know, you're in a helicopter and if you hit this cloud of fog or whatever and you feel like, okay, we have problems because what was it? I think the lowest they got, what'd you say, 800 feet around the...
They were hovering around 875 feet.
Around like the zoo or something?
Yeah, around the zoo initially.
And you're in a helicopter. Can't you just be like, okay, let's just put this thing on the ground. Where? Right there. It's a helicopter, right?
Yeah, but I think they were. This
just
is what,
right there. Where? Miller Road. Whatever.
Right where the bears are.
But find a park.
But they were intent on making their trip, their complete trip, because they circled for literally. You could see it. They have a breakdown of it, a radar breakdown of it. They were circling for literally 15 minutes, about two thirds the way to Thousand Oaks. Circling.
Wait, right. But that's nothing to. Okay, planes do that. You know, it's not a commercial airline, but planes do that. Helicopters do that. Fog, snow,
right,
but name it.
But loose
but you
point
circle
was you can bring
nowhere to go.
You can bring it down, right?
But
you're circling because you need an airport.
I mean, right. Helicopter. What you know?
I know, but it's
you
not
do it right here in a parking lot.
I mean, hell, Harrison Ford was landing his plane in a Riviera country club
somewhere. He's done that numerous times, by the way. He's done this numerous times.
So it's like, yeah, I get it. They can do it. But it just seems like...
I would say that's unsafe, getting into an airplane with Harrison Ford.
Don't fly with him.
Yeah, there's some bad history there. But Lou's right. I mean, you could have brought it down because there was no problem with the aircraft at the time, apparently. And yet there are reports, because we know he went into the side of this mountain, but there are reports that yet there were no distress calls that we know of yet, that
it
was in trouble. It was already in trouble. So did it come down and crash straight down, or did it crash into the mountain? We still don't know any of that stuff yet. That's all stuff you're going
to
be learning.
Well, with all that happening, I'm impressed that you guys were able to make it to work today. I'm impressed that you were able to deal with the issue, deal with the circumstances, and show up at work today. Because some people could not go to work. And I don't know, maybe when you come back, I do want to discuss this.
You want to beat up Kyrie a little bit.
No, I do. Maybe not right now, but I do eventually.
No, you want to go out.
Everybody mourns in their own way.
Okay,
there
you go.
But I think what's bugging me most about this is how people are rushing to award, recognize. The new one is that NBA players and some people are trying to get these petitions signed for the NBA to change the logo from Jerry West to Kobe Bryant.
All right, we'll get into that, and we'll get into a lot more. Your reaction to what happened yesterday, and we were all stunned by it. Your reaction coming up next at 617-779-7937. This hour has been brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.